The 50,000-square-foot Greater Richmond Aquatics Partnership will feature the 50-meter, 22-lane Mirtha Pool from the 2008 Olympic Trials in Omaha, where Michael Phelps set several world records. The facility will also include seating for 700 spectators, as well as a 25-yard practice pool and a rehabilitation center. Bobby Ucrop, co-founder and now president-elect of the Richmond Sports Backers, describes some of the features.
How many of you have been in a therapy pool that has an underwater treadmill? Or it has portholes so that you can watch your feet. You can watch your feet and your knees to see how they're moving in the water. And the person working with you can do that. This is a state-of-the-art therapy pool. And it's not just for rehabilitation. It's for people on a regular basis who have osteoarthritis, various things, to try to keep people moving.
The facility will be located off Route 10 and Chippenham Parkway and is scheduled to open on Valentine's Day.
The title of my talk was More Than Games. It's about building a more vibrant community. Well, that's what you get when you have a more physically active region. And you're never too old to becoming physically active. And that helps you live younger, longer, no matter whatever our age is. But if we don't use it, we lose it.
Ucrop says 60% of Richmond area residents can't swim. He calls this new facility the first step toward the Richmond Sportsbackers' greater goal of teaching every second grader in the region to swim by 2020.
I think that there's water safety, there's health and fitness, there's sports tourism, and there's competitive swimming. The more people that swim competitively, the more kids are going to be in shape. The more kids that are being in shape, the more kids are going to do better in school. And then I think they're going to live more productive lives because their education will be really good for them. Not to mention what they learn about teamwork and spirit of competition. I think they learn entrepreneurship as well. But the sports tourism is a good thing because we're going to be attracting events where people who aspire to swim are going to come and watch really good swimmers. People at the top of their game, amongst the best in the country, will be coming here to swim. And this is the fastest pool in the nation. So people will be attracted here. Richmond will have another feather in its cap, so to speak, by having this marquee facility. It's also great that one of these facilities is in Chesterfield County, right across the city line.
The group is still trying to raise $2.6 million to cover the cost of the facility. Listeners who'd like to contribute or get involved can email adam.kennedy@grapva.org. or call 334-7669. Craig Carper, WCVE News.